Sif Yudalit. Now, before we do the Sif, Mishimur has introduction to this Sif. So, let's do the introduction first, and then we'll do the Sif. Okay, the introduction is in Sifkat Nun. The Malach we're dealing over here is the Malach of Losh. Losh is incorrectly translated as kneading. It's not what it means. Losh is the Malach of combining items together, salad items together through some type of a binding agent, a liquid, etc. So when you add water to flour, you get the dough. That's be the malach of losh. Okay. So cut nun. Hey, Miguel. Hine, cut him shenogel the bar dibre shulchan aruch. The bar kisas inyan lish. Before we discuss the shulchan aruch, let's clarify the malach of lish a little bit. Number one, Lisha hi achas min lamet hes avos malachas. Lisha is one of the 39 avos malachas. Ve'enenu dafka yirei maim. It's not limited to water. Tu hadin mitvash. If you would use honey, shuman avos. If you would use goose fat, v'chomene mashke or any type of a liquid. Shenilush v'nidbak al yodim, which you take, you would mix something together. This liquid can be used to combine something else together. So if I make tuna salad with mayonnaise, that's a malach of losh. But I'm using the mayonnaise to hold, bind together the pieces of tuna. Hinei b'inyan lisha, tanya b'braisa b'gemara. There's a machloikis in the Gemara regards to lisha. Yimechad noisin kemach. So Rebbe holds that just the act of putting flour and water together, without any act of stirring it, just the act of putting the two together in the same container, which they will naturally mix in their own, that's called the Malach of Lisha. That's what Rebbe holds. He has to actually knead it together, to stir it together. So it's not enough. The current Rishon Yehuda placing the two items in the bowl together is not the malacha. It's when you do some act to actively combine them together. Now, the Poskim Rebbe Poskim Rishon Yehuda, the majority of Poskim Poskim the Rishonim, Poskim Rebbe refer to the Rishonim. Now, if you look at the Sharatin, it gives you this list. You say, wow. It's the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, the Balam, Razor, the Balamor, the Ramban, and the Ran, the Arsuru, and the Rekeach. So you have the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Balamor and the Ramban all agreeing that the Rif, the Pasuk of Rishon Yehuda. So from the Rishon Yehuda, the person would take two items and put them together, just put the two items together in a container, he does not done any malach at all. The malach only starts when he starts stirring. However, Achdas Bal Hachumois Visiyata, Bal Hachumois and those who follow him, passed the like to me. Livsai Kerebi, passed like Rebbe. While you didn't see this in my Nikra Gibel, just adding the water in without stirring it is also called Gibel. Yeah, they'll have a significant halachic applications, whether you pass the Rebbe or the Rebbe. B'chol zebe kemach offer b'tit b'chol adak tu bar gibel b'chol kiesmer. Now, these are things which they do combine. They do become some type of a mixture. Your flour, dirt. Dirt becomes mud. Tit is like a clayish type of a thing. B'chol adak, very thin sands. Who are given these are things which you can actually combine and become like a somewhat of a mass. With other shulab are given, but a for b'chol hagas, something which the nature that they sort of like just stay by themselves and they float in the suspension. It becomes a type of a mass. So that's the Rambam. Is the Davim Giblo is part of Mechatas Rakisurika. The Rambam Shita is, well, it's not really Shaykh Lisha then. Right? Doesn't really combine. But that's Haber Rishon on the Hepeth. That's the sheet of the Rambam, which and the Riff and Rashi hold like that, like the Rambam. However, the Bali Tosis and the Rosh etc. That's Shem Haber Rishon of the Hepeth. The Davar Labar Gibel of the Rishon Yehuda like by Gibel. So Yehuda says, according to this version, thing which you can actually, it really does combine. So, but it doesn't combine necessarily to you stir it. So Yehuda says you have to stir it to get lisha. Things which are just going to sort of sit in suspension, for them that's gibul. That's all you. So you don't need stirring to be chayv. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree in that case you're chayv just by adding the liquor. So it's not Mr. Rambam says you're potter. And these are trying to say even a Mr. Yehuda holds your chayv immediately. Just adding a little.
Oh, wait, I thought that those two said that you just by combining it's, that you're not over. It's only once you mix it, right? So what would be this?
No, that's what the Mr. Yehuda says. So let's say I take mud. You take dirt. You take flour, etc. The nature is that they can become a real mixture. That to come you definitely just adding the water alone is not going to do it. You need to mix it together. So Yosef Yehuda says the malacha is the mixing part. But mixing it doesn't really add too much to it in regards to how mixed well it'll become a mass. So just adding the water really does.
That starts the process.
Well, here's the other. According to Rishon Yehuda, no, that's not enough to be chayav. But over here, this is basically the process. The story doesn't really add too much. So in that case, it doesn't really add too much. So the rush, the place is even Rishon Yehuda brings your chayav immediately.
Okay.
Now let's see the shulchan. Okay. Ema Gablin. $50. We do not combine. Here, she sees my mechanic with liquid gibble. So over here, adding the liquid. Kemach koli harbe. Okay. So the kemach koli is when you take kernels of wheat. And you would parch them, you would roast them over fire, and then you would then afterwards grind it into a flour. That's chemical. Okay. So now chemical, this sieve over here, it should tell you on the side. It's based on the language of a Rambam. It's a Gemara at the end of the Pesachta. The Rambam learns that Kemal Koli is not a regular. Once it's been roasted first, it doesn't really combine together and make a regular dough. The Rambam sheet is by a lot of regular. It's not shafli shi rice. So really, I should be allowed to do it. But the Chazal said you can't do it. Harbet, it's a lot. Shema Yavo Lodush Kemach Shenu Koli. Zera, if we allow you to do it with Kemach Koli, you might do it with Kemach Shenu Koli. Kemach Shenu Koli is Malach of the Reis. But most of the Gabbal is a Koli map. They allow you to do a little at a time. And that was not the normal way of doing it. So it'll be a reminder, a shinui that this is something extraordinary that what you're doing. So you won't come to say, well, I can do this. I can do regular flour. So the fact that I do it not harbe but little at a time addresses that gzeira. Now again, this counts only makes sense according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that lav bar gibul is not shaykh mulisha according to anybody. So Mel, I can say, whoever you pass them like, the rest of Yehuda or the Rabbanan, in this case, it's not Shaykh Elisha the Rice, it has to be the Rabbanan. Okay.
Would this Shinui work on things that are even more in the Gibel category? Like, let's say, I don't know, you're mixing some sort of powders or something? Like, you're mixing...
So far not. We'll see. The answer is eventually yes, we'll see. Grain which has not grown even a third of its full growth, which they would do with shekolo oiso, they would roast it sometimes. And then they would grind it into larger pieces. Okay. Sherehu kechol, it looks now like little pieces of sand, as opposed to flour, which is very fine. Yanikres shatisa, that's what the word refers to as shatisa. What's in the government of Bechermitz compared to Harbin Vasachas? You can even do a large amount of those. Now, Chermitz vinegar, so that's because it was not as opposed to water, just that was what they used to do. Apparently the food they would make out of it was mixing it with vinegar. Even if it's a lot, that they're a matter, because that people do not perceive that as looking similar to regular flour. They draw a conclusion, if I can do this, I can also do that. But they made one condition. This permission, you can do a large amount, is only if it's a thin mixture, as opposed to a thick mixture. Awakosha, if it's hard, which is like a thicker mixture. Also, when you're kalosh, because it becomes a thicker mass, then it does look like losh. People will draw the wrong conclusion that you're allowed to do losh. Filaburach, even when you do it in a thin mixture, you do have to make a shina. Okay, he said, what is the shina? The other shina is a shatisa, but the other shina is a shatisa. You change the order. Apparently the order was that they used to mix the shatisa into the chametz. So over here you put shatisa into the container first and then have the chametz afterwards, will be a shina. Okay. Now, before we do the Mishaburas, it's important that we see So the turn the sif tezai. Next one. Go down four lines into the sea. Yeah, Sherman? Can you see it? Do you have the same source of dab as I have? It's three.
No.
You have it?
No.
It's a simple sum of dab with the marking.
Tezine?
All
right. Tezine for the. I have it. Or Tesla, that's not a problem.
Yeshem. The Hoda Shori La Arab Mashka Bakar, the case where he was mixing liquid into mustard seeds. So that, which more says it's a mutter in a certain case. Dakish and a Solomon, the liquid was there from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to add more liquid. Alva b'Shabbos, if you're coming now on Shabbos to add liquid into this dry mustard seed, also lost its mashkin b'chavim. You can't put in the liquid into the fire. B'shum k'sushim, or anything which is ground up. B'shum losh, it's considered losh, which means according to this opinion, even though you didn't stir it, just adding the liquid is going to be awesome. That's passing like Rebbe, that the Chiyuv starts immediately. As soon as you that this is where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Truma. This was the Mishnah mentioned before, that the Sefer Truma is paskins like Rebbe, not like the rest of you. Zakter on this. In this case, where you're coming on Shabbos and adding liquid to the cargo, if you change the order, put the oichot tchila b'chachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach mix it with your finger, B. So you're doing a shinui in the order. You're also doing a shinui in how you stir it. Sure, that's more to the havi shinui, because that's considered a shinui. Kerbe shatisa le deliel. Kenoi gala hata ayin eshidah, minik zidu ayin eshidah. So remember, the normal order is do the opposite order of putting it in, and then stir it with a shinoi. The example that he gives is with your finger. Shonar gives other examples also. Okay, so we're going to be matir this malacha with shinoi. Now normally shinoi is not matir malacha, because our matir wash with a shinoi, but we're saying just like by case of shasisa, so they're only mounted by case where it's rach. It's a soft mixture. It's a thin mixture. So we'll see when we get into the Mishnah Berurah that then the rice of the malacha is a thick mixture. A thin mixture is not the rice. Well, so if it's not the rice, so we mount it. Right? So the mixture of the shinui of changing the order only works by a thin mixture. The shinui of stirring it with your finger is instead of such a significant shinui, it works even for a thick mixture. However, so if you hold like a Rebbe of Yehuda, which holds nothing happens until you get to the stirring, great, put the two stuff together in the book container. There's no malach at all at that point in time. Stir it with your finger. Okay, great. According to Rebbe, how do you get into the bowl? Well, I change the order. Change the order only works for a thin mixture, not for a thick mixture. So that's what's going to, we combine the two shitas, we're going to be left, because we are for the Esh-Armin, so we're stuck only doing thin mixtures, not thick mixtures. Because if we would not be Kharshish for the Esh-Armin, so we could do a thick mixture and just change the actual mice of stirring with a finger, etc. Making sense?
Why can't you have your finger stirring around as you pour it in? Won't that get you?
Doesn't solve the problem, because according to Rebbe, the malach is just pouring in. So the fact that I stir it weird.
Yeah, but I'm doing the shinui. I'm doing the good shinui.
That's a great shinui, but according to Rebbe, the malach is just putting two things in the container.
But as I'm putting it in, I have a funky shinui going on, so it's mutter.
I didn't change the malach of pouring.
The malacha
is pouring it in. I poured it in. And meanwhile, I'm doing jumping jacks, but it's not changing the malach.
It's not normal pouring in. That's hagufa. It's a weird pouring in.
How's
my fingers in the
in?
Way. It's not just poured in. My fingers there.
No, it doesn't change the malach of pouring. The pouring is pretty fine. I'm pouring. Tell me if I would throw it in the air and catch it, then maybe a shina. I don't know. I'm pouring.
What's an example of like two things that are like bar? Both of them have to be bar gibel, or only one has to be bar gibel?
It's always the gay. Only one of them is a liquid, and another one is the thing which is see whether it's joining or not.
So, two questions.
I'm trying to get an understanding. Like, an example of this is like mashed potato mix or something. Like, you can't mix water and mashed potato mix.
You're correct. You cannot mix water and mashed potato mix.
And there's no difference whether you pour the water in first or the mashed potato in first.
It gets thick. Well, most companies, you make baby cereal. most common issue is making baby cereals, right? You know, you make a rice cereal, or so you solve your bishop problems, or you do solve your bishop problems. You have a leisure problem, you're combining water with the rice cereal, or with the oatmeal, or whatever it is.
Okay.
All of your cereals, and that type of thing. So I make a thin mixture. So I do the order of combining it, you know, opposite way. And then I stir it besides the finger, some other things you can use, which are a little more clean. If I make a thick mixture, so then whatever, even if the normal order is, we nowadays usually, most of us, we put the salad and then we add the liquid.
Right.
So the shita would be the opposite, put the liquid and then add the salad. Right. But that won't work if it's a thick mixture.
Right. So like a thick salad dressing, or a thick sauce or something, is that an example of something?
Well, the thick salad dressing alone, what is it into the salad?
Like, let's say, no, I'm saying like you're making a thick salad dressing, like you want to make a mayonnaise-y.
So mixing together two liquids or two semi-solids is not the blood, or mixing jelly into yogurt. Pasha does not work.
What if it has like an oil base, like a shemen? Like an olive oil.
Again, the point is the same, that you end up, you don't, it's not a salad and a liquid. It's two liquids, or two semi, you know, that's not what your problem is.
It's really not something to make a thick mixture.
Well, a tuna salad. First, I want to make a tuna salad. So I'll do a shino, you know. So
what's tuna salad is
mayonnaise with tuna.
That's a thick.
Right, so it comes out thick, right? Egg salad. Right, so I'll make a shino, I'll stir it with my finger. Right? It doesn't help me because it's a thick mixture, so how do I change the order? Mr. Rosh said you can't make a tuna salad there's no way to make a tuna salad on Shabbos. Rabbi Simple Bevel Tone, the Bezalel of Mechadosh, a fascinating thought. Says, Rabbi's point is when you add the two things together, they start combining on their own. That's the malacha. Rabbi agrees stirring it. It's also the malacha. Well, let's say I have a situation where I have my binding agent and I have my solid. I put them together and they do zero to each other. So Rabbi also did that.
Of course, Rabbi, that has to happen in Hallel. Like it could combine on its own. It
starts combining on its own. When I put mayonnaise and tuna in a bowl, I have mayonnaise and tuna in a bowl. Nothing happens. So even though it's a thick mixture, it's all right. So in front of everything, nothing happened yet. So now I can do my shishini, my stirring. I mean, what's in the making? So he says, what's in the making based on that? He says that Rishimer agreed with him, somebody else agreed with him, etc. It's a good horror. Meister Mersha has a tshuva where Mersha says, unless the Mersha's mayonnaise was different than the you know, he was talking about the mayonnaise from the 1960s.
Yeah, I think I remember if Simcha Bonham writes that mayonnaise anyway is like, didn't he say something like, since it's porous, like since it pours, you don't have such an issue on mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise isn't really porous.
So, say, maybe it depends whether you have Hellman's or you have something else. But, I mean, you know, but he argues, and he'll pass on the whole mitzvah that, you know, based on that sport, that I don't need a shino, because no malacha is taking place until you start stirring it. In stirring, we hold shino in the stirring, even for a thick mixture, also works. See if you're asking about it.
And how does that hold?
I go up at Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said it's also. The one place which I had the difficulty, we did mention before that Shuman Avos is considered one of the agents. So they had something comparable to mayonnaise. And Shuman Avos, goose fat. You ever seen goose fat? Mm. Makes mayonnaise look thin. It's thick, you know. So maybe they meant only, you know, I mean, people are going to mention Shuman Avos. Mentioned Shuman Avos, he doesn't make this cheshbon. I would expect him to make this cheshbon already. He doesn't make it, so that's why I'm wondering whether that's right. Okay, let's see what Shabur is.
Can I ask a quick question before we go on?
Yeah.
So defining what a thin mixture is versus a thick mixture, is it the end product or is it the beginning product? So if you have mayonnaise, it's thick to start off with, but in the end, if you would combine it with something, it would become thinner than what you started with. Would that be the thin mixture, or
oh, what's that? If anytime you're combining it, you end up with something thinner, that you started with is not lush, it's the opposite of lush. If I add water into, I want to add some vinegar into my mayonnaise and thin it.
Yeah.
That's not a problem with lush.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of a watery tuna fish, right? A watery tuna fish and mayonnaise. So you combine those, and a lot of times that water that's in the tuna fish will come combine with the mayonnaise, and it'll make the mixture a little bit thinner than what you started with.
Well, you didn't start with the mixture.
I mean, you start with two items.
Right, but the tuna, meanwhile, got thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you have a problem with the tuna end.
So we're saying that the end product is really what defines the thicker and thin mixture is what...
Well, it is a point of end product. But the point over there is, remember, the mayonnaise is the binding agent, and the tuna is the item which you're binding. So if I have my so what is being bound, it started out thicker, became thinner. So if I go on Shabbos and I have tuna salad, I want to add in more mayonnaise to make it thicker, I have a problem. I want to add in some lemon juice to make it thinner, I don't have a problem. Right? Because I'm moving it from thicker to thinner.
Adding more mayonnaise makes it thinner.
We're gonna argue semantics. I think in regards to binding, when it makes it, it's not. It's you have more pieces bound than you have more mayonnaise.
Why doesn't Rebbe and the Gemara hold that just by doing the shinoi of which thing gets poured first?
That's not a significant shinoi. He says the matter is malachah d'oraisa will not be sufficient.
Okay.
Whereas the act of stirring it in a weird way is a much more significant type of machinery, so that would work even on the
water. It's very hard to pour in a shinoi manner. Is that what the issue is?
There's no real bona fide shinoi manner which you could do other than changing the order, which is not such a significant shinoi.
I mean, this only applies with regard to food, but should this apply, like,
no,
let's say I could make a, I don't know for what reason, let's say, I don't know, I needed to make, let's say I needed to make some sort of cleaning agent or something.
It would be a problem. It's something as tits. Offer.
Oh. Ooh. Hash just says burning.
Right. Okay, no. See this in my. So the case over here was that you would, you put water into the kamatz and shmurvas. The high lishal avdafka, the mechaber ari poi belisha gemura, shanesha namayim amagav. So when the language of the emagabin wasn't limited only just adding the water, it meant stirring also. Okay. So there was a language of these pirish. Sound like it's just you're just adding water, not stirring. So Mishra points out you were stirring also. So it's still you can't do a lot. Shemayov calls that as if a lashon hara. So you're like the chemical. You laugh. I give a look. But the labar gibel and chaybat kishe gibel. Rama mshita is if it doesn't really combine. Even if you stir it, it's not a problem. But also element of bono. So they asked the minabono, why shall we have a lolush kemach and a koli? Because you might come to mix it by regular flour, and that's the rice. But if you do it with the shini matmat, that'll be a reminder that you can't. You're doing something extraordinary, so you will not come to make that mistake.
That's interesting. I always thought that if other people see it, that they might think that they're able to do with any flour. But this is it's going to be a reminder for the individual who's doing it.
Also, it's not limited to somebody else.
Because if you do ma'at ma'at on it, then anybody could think that ma'at ma'at is going to be the shinoi for anything. Not just kemach kalim.
Well, if I'm doing it in order, which is not, that's why he's doing just a little bit. So I'll ask a question. I'll find out because this does our matter. This because it's not really lisha.
So if I mixed a little bit of tuna and mayonnaise, and then a little bit of tuna and mayonnaise,
wouldn't help. That's what I give it. The only place is the head is according to the Rambam, which is Ein of our Gibbel, there's no malach of Lisha, period. So no malacha malisha, period. So then you have his heter matzah.
So lemaisa, this heter is not, doesn't ever apply because we are quite fish.
Right now, zalta mishav religious. What about the other shittas? Fill the sharp poiskim, the Sfira Lahu, the Kemakoli, Bar Gibel Lahu. They argue on the Rambam. They hold the Kemakoli is Bar Gibel. And they hold, well, that when you put water in the Zomach, it's not a Bar Gibel, even if there's a Behuda, the issue starts right away. The Kai Minotaur Kishi Gibel, there's a Sea of Minotaur. Right. So again, so according to the sheet, was told that labar gibel. As soon as you mix it, you got a problem. So chemically, it's not labar gibel; it's really worse. The more is matter. These vices, they have to hold that chemically is a bar gibel. So they're arguing on the premise of the Rambam, calling a lot. They hold it's a bar gibel. Okay. So now, if it's a bar gibel, so then according to if the bar gibel, till you stir it, according to regressor Behuda, you have no malach. They were mounted by Kemakoli with the Shini of Matma. And they hold that that's enough of a Shinui to be mounted. So that's all good to be passed like a Rebbe of Yehuda. So the act of combining the two together, putting them together in the bowl, is mutter. The problem is stirring. So when I stir it together in this unit of mat, that is a shinui which we're going to hold is mutter. But again, that first stage, that's not a heter. So if you're passing like the same ritual was passing like Rebbe, some matnah would not be mutter. So according to Rambam, this doesn't get in that machloek because this is not a bar gibel, it's not shaykh. It's a rice. According to the other people arguing the Rambam, it does go in that machloek, and therefore, since we're chashish for the Yesharmim, so practically matnah will not work for us unless the liquid was put there from before Shabbos. So now it's put there before Shabbos, so the act of putting the liquid and the salt together you did before Shabbos. Now I need to stir it on Shabbos, so if it's a small amount, I could stir it on Shabbos. Kamashana Koli, was that filo mat also, but Kamashana Koli even mat is also. Mat, a little bit below Harbin, not a lot. Banavis of Belila Rako, Kosha, this is. Lila rock is a name for a thin mixture. Lila ova, kosher, ova is a thick mixture. So we do Lila rock, which is a malacha, the rabbanon. So we said, okay, we understand. But he's been a chesher, even if it's a Lila ova, it's still, there's this heter of mat. I'm sure the mat loy bear up, I skip. And you're a Philly Eshbrook to share Gregaris, Vanyarillo. So some Achrayim want to suggest that the head of Mat means less than the shear of Gregaris, which is the shear of the Chiyah Elisha. So, since you're not dealing with this full shear, it's more cool with it. So, the Shmuran, though, this head that applies even though there's a full shear of Gregaris. What's defined something as Bila Oven, Bila Rock? Here's the word. The Mishnah Berurah, you know, he touches on it. Doesn't define it. The Chazanish says if it's pourable or not. So if I have make a thin cereal, which I can pour into from my bowl into something else, that's called Bila Rock. You make take make an oatmeal, you know, after it sits for a minute or two, it's not going anywhere. It comes out as a lump maybe, but it doesn't pour. That's a bit of a dough. I mean, that's your dough. So basically, a dough would be a bit of a, and a batter would be a rug. The Chazanish does point out that well, a few things you have to know. Does point out that if you're talking about putting a powder into a liquid which gets totally dissolved, that's not lishah. So making a cocoa or a coffee or those things also, yeah, it's a solid. It's not a solid anymore. It dissolves. So once it so much dissolves, even if it becomes like a thicker liquid, your cocoa, you know, like a hot chocolate, it's thicker than the milk you started with. It adds some, but basically it still becomes it becomes dissolved and used as a liquid, not as a semi-solid. That's not lisha. And he said, okay, so glila rock is mutter. Glila ob is also. Sometimes it depends on how much liquid you add. But the problem is it takes time to add the liquid. So you add a little, the first part of the liquid is the glila ob. He said, well, the shitting of this, the changing the order of how you combine it is, makes it mutter. But only works for glila rock and not for glila ob. When you start adding the liquid, it's a glila ob. This is whatever you're pouring in one time, that counts as one mice. So even though at the beginning of the mice, when I added the first few drops, it's a good law. But as long as I don't stop the process of pouring, if it kind of ends up being a blue rock, let's call it, I made a blue rock, not a blue law. Okay. Trinagasa, you take this one, this grain, which is not a third grain, and you roast it, and then you grind it off. Tchinagas. So much l'shach l'migzer, l'etzel metal v'lishes kamashar. Then we call kamach. If the tira was ever berakah filo harp, so it comes up to be like these larger pieces than your flour normally. So people will not confuse it with flour, real flour, and. Therefore, they weren't good, so you can make even harder. The kosher zosser, kosher lomer harbe. So I said, "Tell you kosher zosser means a lot." But I told you in Mishabura, in the Dalit, that they had the mat worse even for kosher. So this is not worse than that. Mat hamutter, but they all became a kosher. Nudzai. If you look, we're not. You have to change the order. I was not sure because of the also the Arab Shabbos. Shall pass up. Kamach shows me tina's matzah for you. Take matzah melt. Lead them by yain of Midrash. Mix it with wine or with honey. Like a honey, it's like a med. You mix, you know, honey with some other things, it's called medrash. Avadomi the shesisa shoot kinagas, it's larger pieces. And that's shamutter buraka. How do I get a shinoi? The heter is thin and a different order. Avakamazay, and you do a man nois and tchina, there's no normal order how to do it, b'chol. To know what's called out of order. I can also say most of Harbi, therefore Harbi is going to be also. Comes along the Lirabba Kosa. Lirabba Kosa. If any Dua, the Asashinim of first for Gemara, that she didn't have a Michael Silver Kaka Mashka. So the Rabbi says, listen, the word says a Shina. The Shina is salad and liquid. See if we know that nowadays the liquid is normal, so switch. If you know it's the other way, for sure, that's almost in most case. The normal order was liquid and salt. So you salt the liquid. If you're not sure, follow the Shina of the Gemara. Salt and liquid. That's efficient. To change the order, how to change the order. Now, the Mishabura, however, The Torah Mahachmer Shalar Bekav Rakhmanenea Kli Anshisor. Don't stir with a spoon. So you have to do a shinui. The order of combining the two ingredients we just spoke about. Okay, now we're past that. You have to do a shinui in the mixture, the mixing process. So he says the shinui should be not to use a spoon, but to shake the kli around.
What if it won't mix that way?
And that would become normal, so it would not be considered a shina. I don't think anybody, even one person does like that, but it's not considered normal. And probably one person would be considered both of that too. B'chol ze'im oisa harbe. Here's this hat again of harbe versus mat. Alim oisa mat, mutra filo ba'oba, b'lishina l'deiz. So there's a heter ma'at, and we said before that it works even if it's thick. And that's all you got to do. Again, since the normal thing was to do a larger amount, over here doing a smaller amount would be considered a shin. Now this is all according to the sheet over here. The Yesharim, the Kamom Hashemim, says, I also b'alav b'chol gavlik. We said already said before that this all is the, ignoring the Yesharim and Simon Tess Zion, that there's a problem at the moment of combining the two items together. Also got Matt. The only way, unless you did the, you combine the two items before Yom Tov. Kasim Magen Avram, nearly the Osir LaHashchin Al Tit Mishum Gibul. The person wants to, he needs to urinate, so, and it's dirt. So he's gonna, if you do that on the dirt, that's considered Gibul. Kevin also feel the rabbi pushing the cereal who the davar should bar gibel and a chayvat shigavol. So, one sec. According to Rabbi, that just having the liquid and the salt together is a problem. I understand. According to Rabbi, you have to stir it. He's not stirring it. So what's the problem? So I don't know. Even like that, and a chayvat shigavol, come on, be sir, me eikum. Okay, so there'll be, but even they agree it's not, it's also be rabbanon to do it. So it'll be just rabbanon to do it. Okay, and what then? Offer tikkun of bechol. Offer tikkun is like soft earth, and tikkun is
sand.
Thank you. Now after waiting, mechaben l'lisha. So the one rum, come on, come see Gresham. But you might, he's doing a mice of Lisha. Kisha Rechit by a person is spits into it. A Rechit by Peeve for Shabbos. Or he washes his face, his mouth. South of Yesh Kol Hadakar Gas. And so in the bottom of the kli there's some dirt there. You have a spittoon, right? So in the bottom of the spittoon there's some garbage, there's some junk there, whatever it is. Yesainim hum asar motzer dule avi psikrei shalo nichol. So this ever base mer the martim itam zev okam atzar fin lahashan al tit. He uses the sheet of the orach of psikrei shalo nichol to allow you to mash an altit. Near the Yeshayis Mechol Zeh, welcome to Shetit Enu Shaloi. Those who want to nichol leibeli shosin. You don't want the liquid to be there. You don't care about it. Semel etzmut. Because the yodam kshir mechasim erig line bechol veifer. Sometimes what you would do is after the person would relieve himself, they would cover it over. It should be dirt, you know, covered with dirt. It shouldn't be visible. She's in ma'at yim esar b'merig line. Just for a little bit, it'll mix with the merig line. I mean, from Elisha, so you have to be careful that you have to add a lot. Just adding the liquor alone is a problem, according to those sheetahs. Can you eat in harbor A from a chorob, or is the nikr klal alish? That's not considered alish. Okay, we'll hold it here. So we did one sifter.